found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon to you. Jim and Trent, we say hello on Cyhawk game night. This is going to be a lot of fun. You can join the program, as always, at 264-1700. Again, that's 264-1700. Terrific show lined up. We are loaded with guests. We'll get into all of that. But, Trent, here we go. Look, I love this. It's not like football where you build up all week, but it's the next best thing is being on the hardwood.
You think so, huh? You're pumped up.
Yeah, I'm pumped.
All right. I mean, it's our in-state game. I know it moves the needle, and maybe it's just because I was stunk so bad that the excitement level isn't there. And remember a year ago, it was kind of the same kind of thing. Iowa was coming off a loss to Nebraska, Omaha. Iowa State had already played them and dominated in that game, and it just felt like, though that one was in Carver, that Iowa didn't have a shot. They played incredibly well, turned around their season, and really built themselves all the way up to being a bubble team. Can the same kind of thing happen? We're going to find out here tonight, Jimmy B. But I was doing a little investigation work, as I'm wont to do, on some places that aren't legal. Offshore betting websites.
Okay.
And I ran across some prop bets for the game tonight. So want to run these by you. We'll make our official predictions here at the end of the program. I think everybody knows where we've been leaning all week long, and not a huge surprise. But some different numbers to throw out. All right, first, total points in the game. Now, right now, the point spread 6.5. Iowa State's favored by over-under at 153 is the number out there. Total points scored by the Cyclones first. The number is at 79.5. Let's go to the Kona Casino, Jimmy B. Where are you jumping on? 79.5 over under with the Clones.
I will probably take the under. I have a feeling this game will, at least for Iowa State, be in the higher 70s. But I don't know, unless Iowa just totally collapses, and we've seen that happen. It has happened. And I don't think they will in this game. But I'm going to say that Iowa State will be under 79 in that 75 to 78 line. That's where I'm looking.
You think it'll be close to that number? You think it's a pretty good number? Maybe you'd shade it a little bit lower, but a solid number. All right, Iowa then is at 73.5. Same kind of thing, same kind of thought process, probably maybe a touch higher than you'd be willing to bet.
I don't think that Iowa will get there. I for some reason, Trent, and they haven't shown it in the last couple of games, they can't get to that number. Mm-hmm. And so if they go through a cold stretch either in the first or second half, I mean, look what happened at Indiana. They got outscored 18-0. 18-0.
Right.
And if they have the propensity to turn the ball over, which they have, they can do that. And so from that standpoint, I'm going to say that Iowa scores 67, 68 points. That's where I am.
All right, we got the ambient noise now filed up
yes,
here at the
Kona like
Casino.
The casino.
Welcome in Jim Brinson. Of course, we'll give you a marker, and you won't even spend it all because you're so cheap. All right, let's get into the player props. I like these ones. These are pretty fun. Let's start with total points in the game. Over, under again. And we'll go first with the top player they had listed, the leading scorer for the game, Iowa State's Donovan Jackson. They have the number at 19.5 for Donovan Jackson.
I think that he will have to have that kind of a night. I think that would be very important for Iowa State to win this game, that he's going to. I was going to put him in the 20 to 21 range. So if you're going to give me a couple of shekels at the Condon Casino, I'm going to play the over that Donovan Jackson scores 20 to 21. That's where I am on his game tonight.
All right, so you're on Donovan Jackson there. That's the number for him. My question is, all right, so we know the three-guard lineup for Iowa State, and we're going to see this a lot. It'll be Lindell Wigginton, Donovan Jackson, and Nick Weiler-Babb. Yep. So those three guys out there. You know, how does Iowa combat that? Who gets the third assignment? And as they're tinkering with the starting lineup, and we'll find out later, hopefully before we go off the air, what the lineup is going to look like. But you know, who guards who unless they're going zone. Now, that makes the whole situation moot. But to start with Bohannon, out of those three, who would you want Bohannon on?
None of them.
Right, right. I mean, but if you're playing man, okay. He's got to guard somebody.
I think it's a really bad matchup on Wigginton. So maybe if he might have maybe a little better success with Jackson. This is just a tough, tough matchup for Iowa and their guards.
Mm-hmm.
The two guards for Iowa State are far superior in quickness and ability to get to the basket. Now, that doesn't mean that they shoot it better than Bohannon does. I'm not saying that. I'm just talking about quickness and getting to the basket. So I think Jordan Bohannon really has his work cut out, whoever he's going to get. And to be honest with you, Trent, I think if it goes south quickly, you're going to see Iowa in that 2-3 zone in a hurry.
Not going to be like the matchup zone we saw last night out of Washington. We'll get to that here a little bit later on. More player props for the Cy-Hawk game. Up next on the scoring list, it's Lindell Wigginton, the number 15.5 total points for the freshman.
If I've got Jackson going off like that, and I think Lard is going to be a very important player in this game coming off the bench as well for Iowa State. So what was it again? 15? Is that what you said?
15.5.
I'm going to say that he's going to be around 13 to 14. I think Jackson's going to be the big scorer in the game tonight.
So you're going under on that
one. I'm going under.
All right, yeah. Player props for Iowa. They just have Tyler Cook listed two different times. One for scoring at 15.5, one for rebounds at 7. For Iowa to have a good chance to win this game, he's probably got to be over in both those categories, don't you think?
I agree with you 100%. Yes, he's going to have to be 20 points, and he's going to have to be 15 boards. And maybe a couple of block shots to throw in there as well. And Trent, the key, don't pick up two fouls in the first 10 minutes, because then I know you're going to be tweeting like crazy and then texting me as well that he's sitting on the bench again for the entire first half. I can hear it right now.
Fran fouling out his own players. That has been a conversation that I had a lot this week. Tom Kakert, myself, were going back and forth, but a great Twitter follower out there. He passed along the information from Ken Pomeroy. You know I'm a Ken Pom guy. You see me on it all the time here in the studio, Jimmy B. I like those analytic numbers, but I found it very interesting that, all right, most coaches do that, right? At the college level, most coaches do that, but Fran does take it to another level. He takes those numbers, and he is one of the coaches that subscribe to that theory more than others. I think there is 320 coaches, something like that, that had the analytical data going back a certain amount of games. And he had like the second least amount of minutes given to guys with two fouls. So it's a hard and fast rule, and that's what I don't like about it. I understand the theory. I get it. I absolutely get it. But the hard and fast part of it, that's what bothers me. Have some flexibility. Realize when a game's getting away from you, it doesn't matter that you start the second half with Tyler Cook with two fouls if you're down by 15. That's the part that bothers me.
Well, I know that bothers you, and it bothers me as well. Look, that's why you can go to that 2-3 zone, and that way you can protect your player a little bit and just, you know, reiterate, look, somebody comes charging at you, let it go. Don't body up on him or try to take a charge. Let it go. Let somebody else try to make the play. You get in, defend, rebound, and then score at the other end. That's why you're on the floor. That way we can keep you on the floor until we get into the second half. That's just the way I feel about that, Trent. Look, he has to be a dominant force tonight for Iowa to have a chance to win this game. If Tyler Cook is in foul trouble or has a poor game, Iowa's going to get beat, and then they might get beat badly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can buy that with you. So those are the player props out there. There is one more. Donovan Jackson, three-pointers in the game. Over-under on that number, 3.5. You think Jackson's going off tonight, so you going over on that 3.5 number, Jimmy B?
Yes, I am. I will go off on that. I think this is a Donovan Jackson game this evening.
All right, I got your bets in. You owe me $100.
Good luck.
I'll bill you. I'll send you the invoice.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Checks in the mail.
I know all about that, Jimmy P. Especially from guys like you. Unbelievable. Yeah. Well, a little trip to the Cotton Casino there. Always fun going and taking a look at some of the numbers that are out. These are offshore numbers. Nothing officially. Speaking of numbers, though, we'll go to a place where it's legal later in the program today. Our old friend Chris Andrews is going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour, and we'll get Chris's perspective where people are betting this game. If the money's coming in on one side or the other. I also saw, at least offshore, a majority of the money is coming in on Iowa State. Looking at it right now, 79% of the tickets have come in on the Cyclones and 71% of the money. So pretty substantial number out there on Iowa State and laying that 6.5 number.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. I think that's where everybody is looking. Look, Iowa hasn't showed anything yet to make you believe that they can win this game. Now, look, we discussed what took place last year, but the game was at Carver.
Mm-hmm.
And you made a great point when we opened the show that most of the guys on that team, meaning the Hawkeyes, have not seen the environment in Hilton. And it'll be nuts tonight. You and I both know that.
Yep.
And that can play into how you play as an opposing player on the floor. I just think it's trouble. I really do. Look, I'd love to see Iowa come up and play a solid game for a change, just so Hawk fans have something to kind of pump their chest out about. They're looking for a slump buster. You and I talked about this yesterday a little bit, and that is from the standpoint that if Iowa were to win, and then the next few games they play are poor teams, lousy teams,
mm-hmm.
they might be able then to get themselves on a little bit of a roll, and then you start moving in again to Big Ten action. So this is a very, I see it as a very pivotal game for Iowa, and not make or break their season. If they lose, their season is pretty well toast anyway. They'd have to be absolutely sensational in the Big Ten, and you and I, neither one of us see that happening.
Well, we will talk about this game much more. The voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters, he'll be joining us here in just a little bit. We'll get John's perspective on the game and the environment that is going to ensue up at Hilton. Also talk to him about the bid to the Liberty Bowl. And how about that fan base, Jimmy B? Selling out their ticket allotment already. Already sold the 15,000 tickets. Estimates,
yep.
There was about 25,000 last time. Same kind of estimates. You're taking out a team that's playing in their home stadium, and yet here mm-hmm. they are, traveling down there, making the trek. I shouldn't be, but I'm continually amazed. It happens at the Big 12 basketball tournament, happens in the NCAA tournament, it happens for bowl games. The way that Iowa State fans support their program, it's just a great thing to see.
It really is. And look, they haven't had much to shout about on the football field, so this is extra special for them, and they're going to take advantage of it. They went to the Liberty Bowl a few years back. I covered that contest. It wasn't pretty against Tulsa, but they pretty much took over Beale Street.
Yeah.
and it's a great party place. So look, the fans are going to have a great time no matter what. This game, on the other hand, with Memphis being at home, and by the way, Memphis sold out their allotment of tickets as well. So this is going to be fun. I mean, really fun to watch. And I think I saw, Trent, where Sports Illustrated rates bowl games as far as atmosphere. And I think the Iowa State-Memphis game was picked number 2 as far as great atmosphere. So they're off to a good start already. We got to get into that a little bit with John.
We'll do that next year. Jimmy B and TC. John Walters kicks things off. We'll get the Cyclone perspective first, then the Hawkeye perspective with our man Derek Peck from BC Divide. As mentioned, Chris Andrews will be here. Ken Silverstein will lead you up until 6 o'clock. We got Monday Night Football here tonight as well. Hey, if you're not into the Cy-Hawk game, we got the NFL covered for you also with the Saints and the Falcons this evening, courtesy of Westwood One. We'll come back on the other side. It's John Walters talking Cyclones next on Jimmy B and TC.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber
and Brandon Tierney.
We are Tiki and Tierney, giving you the big scoop on all the games. Afternoons on the Big Talker 1700 KBGG.
Boom.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at therookiesportscards.com.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Sponsored by AccountTemps. Tis the season for year-end projects and increased workloads. AccountTemps has perfectly matched candidates that make closing out the year a breeze. Visit AccountTemps.com to learn more. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company.
The premier college basketball event in the Midwest, the Hy-Vee Classic, returns to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, Saturday, December 16th. See the Iowa Hawkeyes take on the Drake Bulldogs at 1 p.m., followed by the Iowa State Cyclones and the UNI Panthers at 3:30. Tickets are available now at HyVTix.com, the Wells Fargo Arena box office, any Des Moines or Ames Hy-Vee location, or by calling 844-55-HY-VEE.
Yeah, while I was at my lowest, I slept under a bridge a couple of times. I would miss meals all the time.
Whatever I could get from the food bank is what I had to make stretch until I could get to another food bank. It's scary. What I did is I drank a lot of water so that would try to fill me up.
Talk about hungry. I even looked in garbage cans. But then when you're hungry, you do what you have to do.
Hope Ministries reminds you that hope begins with a meal. Donate today at hopeiowa.org to feed hungry Iowans and change lives.
When you're hungry for great food, a tasty cocktail, or a good glass of wine, a friendly atmosphere and fast attentive service, remember Jesse's Embers at 3301 Ingersoll Avenue. Open Monday through Saturday for dinner and Monday through Friday for lunch beginning at 11 a.m. Jesse serves just about everything, including some of the best steaks you've ever tasted, cooked on an open grill, located right inside. The smells are fabulous. And Marty or Dina stop to check on your meal, and the bartender as well. They're on your side. Jesse's Embers on Ingersoll, just west of 31st Street.
Where to go for the best holiday lights in Des Moines? We've got the answer. Hi, Scott here with Luxor Limousines, inviting you to one of Luxor's holiday light tours. Let our team of seasoned chauffeurs take you and your guests on a journey displaying the most magical lights Iowa has to offer. Google Luxor Limousines today.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Black & Cardinal Divide is the first website dedicated to the Cy-Hawk rivalry. We cover both the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones.
This is Cody, and I cover Iowa State.
And I'm Derek, his younger brother, who covers the Hawkeyes.
We'd like to encourage you to jump over to bcdivide.com. Tune in Wednesdays and Thursday nights as we will talk all things Cyclones and Hawkeyes.
Jump over to bcdivide.com. Join us for daily banter and our social media pages at bcdivide. As brothers and fans of different teams, we grew up with a heated Cy-Hawk rivalry within our own family.
Join us at bcdivide.com to embrace the rivalry.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
If you're sick and tired of the same old delivery options, I have an idea for you. It's Food Dudes Delivery. Food Dudes Delivery delivers for restaurants that normally don't deliver food. And with over 50 restaurants across the metro, Food Dudes Delivery can find whatever you're craving. And for listeners of Jimmy B and TC, $2 off any order of $20 or more. Just use the coupon code JBTC. That's JBTC for $2 off your next order of $20 or more. Food Dudes Delivery. Online, Food Dudes Delivery.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy V and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. We roll all the way till 6 o'clock, and a good Thursday night football game this evening, too, with New Orleans at Atlanta. That'll be on as soon as Trent and I leave the air. But it is Cy-Hawk night, and we are looking forward to this, and I'm sure our next guest who will call the game this evening for Iowa State fans, John Walters, longtime voice of the Clones, is our guest. Hello, John. How are you, and is your voice tuned up?
Ready to go, Jim. All set.
Oh, all right, pal. Before we get to basketball, and we'll do a lot on that, Trent and I finished our conversation a little bit on football. Not only did Iowa State sell out their allotment of tickets for the game in Memphis, but Memphis also sold out. John, this is really kind of setting up to be maybe one of the more exciting, from a fan experience, bowl games in some time.
I think so, Jim. You know, you see so many bowl games where the place is half empty or half full, depending on your perspective. But you know, this is one where every seat's going to probably be taken, and there'll be a real energy to this game. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and you know, going to play on somebody else's home field is never ideal in that regard. But when you're going to bring, you know, probably 20,000 to 25,000 of your own fans, it's not going to quite feel that way. And so, I think it's going to be a great game day environment. And when you're flipping through the channels watching bowl games in December, and you come across this one as a casual fan, I think you're going to say, "Hey, you know, this one looks pretty intense. I'm going to stick with this one." And on top of all that, Memphis has a tremendous offense, and so it'll be an exciting game, I think, from that perspective too. That I think some points are going to be put on the board, and it should be back and forth. This could be a real good football game.
Well, you mentioned that offense for Memphis, and that's really the place you start. Riley Ferguson's put up some ridiculous numbers this year, but it's not like Iowa State hasn't seen high-powered offenses and done pretty well for the most part.
Yeah, it's one great thing about, you know, being in the Big 12 and seeing some great offenses is that, you know, John Haycock's three-man front really had some success against some of the better offenses nationally during the course of the season. So hopefully that will, you know, give a different look to Memphis than maybe what they're used to, and hopefully it can be effective. But it's still going to be hard to stop them. They have got a lot of talent at the wide receiver position, really good running backs, and you're right about Ferguson. He can really throw it and with great, great accuracy. So it'll be fun. It'll be a real good test for Iowa State defensively, and the Cyclones are going to have to score some points in this one, which I think they can do. And if that's the case, you know, Iowa State doesn't get in a lot of shootouts. They had, you know, obviously the game with Oklahoma State was back and forth. I think this one will be something similar to that, just kind of back and forth and a few points put up on that board.
So are you telling me maybe that this could come down to one of those games again, last one to have the football is going to win? Does it feel like that to you?
Well, I think that's entirely possible. I do. I mean, you know, think about a group of five team that gets into the top 20 is they've usually really had to earn it. You know, nobody hands them anything. And Memphis has only two losses this year. We're at Central Florida, both games, and Central Florida went undefeated. So, I mean, they have done some really good things against some pretty decent people, and I think they've got a really legitimate, good football team. And so it's going to be, yeah, I absolutely feel the same way about Iowa State, that they have a very good team. And, you know, I think it's going to be absolutely a dogfight right to the end. I think it'll be one of the more intense bowl games.
Well, we know the football team and their destination. This basketball team Still trying to figure them out, John, as we go through and get ready for tonight in the game with Iowa. Last time these two teams played in Hilton, it was an all-time epic game. The first half from Utah, the second half comeback, it was an all-timer. It doesn't seem like we have the same buildup as we had 2 years ago.
No, no question. That was different. You know, you had two rated teams that year, and Iowa State was undefeated at the time, and there was just a lot of buildup and excitement for that game, and then it lived up to that billing. I think there's a lot of excitement for this year's game. It's just probably not quite on that scale, but everybody looks at tonight as a great opportunity. You know, Iowa State's won five in a row. They have an opportunity to get that streak stretched out to six, have, you know, the best probably resume win on their schedule to date. Maybe Boise would be at the top of that list right now, but certainly beating a Power 5 team would look good. And from Iowa's perspective, you know, your season hasn't gone the way you've wanted, but what better chance is there to make a statement than coming into Hilton Coliseum? And that's what those guys are dying for. You know, when you're struggling, you want nothing more than an opportunity to go get it turned. And so they'll be really ready to play tonight. I have no doubt about that. And I think it'll be another knockdown dragout. It might not be as pretty as a couple of years ago, but I think it'll be every bit as competitive.
John, Iowa State gets a player back tonight. Long, he's out of concussion protocol. Is that correct?
Well, he's gonna warm up, yeah, and they'll see. You know, if he's good to go, then he'll be available, which is great news because Steve Prohm has said this, and I couldn't agree with him more. He likes playing eight guys. He doesn't really like to go a lot deeper than that anyway, but he would like to have an option in there. He doesn't want it to be just here's your eight. Those are the guys that are playing. Period. He'll still probably just play eight, but it's nice to have the option to say, okay, with this matchup, I want to go with this guy as opposed to this guy, and that's what that flexibility allows. And Jacoby Long is a pretty good defender. He can shoot it at times. He's a streaky shooter, as Tulsa would attest to, and he'll give him one more guy with a little bit of experience, not a lot, but a little bit of experience off that bench. And so I think that could be a really valuable thing for Iowa State tonight.
Yeah, having experience is going to be a big part of this, and this is such a new team and a new environment. And though, you know, they played some decent teams, they played Missouri down there, a home environment like this, it's hard to just describe what we're going to see in Hilton tonight for people that haven't been there and for the players that haven't been in that environment for. You know, could you see Lindell Wigginton maybe a little wide-eyed early on? Is that something that you have to warn them about it and try to just get them to realize this is going to be different than what you've seen before?
I completely agree with that concept, and I think that when you're getting yourself ready for Big 12 conference play and you're going to have a lot of games with these types of environments, that it's really good to have one of these in the non-conference where you get used to the idea of what it's like when Hilton's completely packed and people are into every single possession and it feels like so much riding on it. I think that's a really valuable experience for the young guys on this team. And it'll be curious to see what happens with Lindell. You know, he's really been playing well. The fact that he played 3 years at Oak Hill, I mean, the guy's been on ESPN more than, you know, Jacoby Long and some of these other guys.
Yeah.
he's played a bunch of games on ESPN in his career, and he's played in some pretty cool environments. So I don't think a lot phases him in that regard. I think he'll be excited and ready to go. But, yeah, it'll be interesting to watch in the first few minutes and see if there's a little adjustment for him. But he's really coming on and playing good basketball lately, and I think just kind of scratching the surface of what his potential is. And, you know, hats off to a kid who came in thinking I'm the point guard, realized within the first couple of games that Steve Prohm wanted to go a different direction with that, but has adapted beautifully to playing off the ball and played really well. And you know, hats off to him and Nick Weiler-Babb and Donovan Jackson for kind of all understanding and accepting those roles. And now this team has really taken off as a result of it.
John Walters is our guest on the Big Talker 1700. John, it's my contention that Cameron Laird, or Lard, how do you pronounce it, just so I say it correctly?
Lard.
Lard, okay. That Cameron Laird, double-double in the last game. Steve Prohm in his news conference earlier in the week indicated, hey, some of these guys push my buttons, but it's my contention that Lard coming off the bench is going to be a key component of not only tonight's game, but maybe how the rest of this season goes for Iowa State. Is that fair?
Absolutely fair, and I think 100% accurate. You know, I look at the situation that Cameron Lard's in right now, coming off the bench, and you'd say, well, he's playing well enough to be a starter, and that is true. But I think he's really flourishing in the concept of coming off the bench, because what it allows him to do is go full throttle. You don't want a guy like that pacing himself. You want him going, foot to the metal all the time, up and down the floor, because his ability to run from rim to rim is what really opens up Iowa State offensively, because they call it flattening the floor. It's a good basketball term, but just his ability to pressure that defense, that we have to account for this guy running full speed down the floor, is going to be really important tonight and really important going forward. If he can beat Iowa's bigs down the floor, he hopefully can get some easy baskets in transition, but it also opens up the wings, and those trailers can come down and hit some threes, hopefully, in transition as well. So, Cameron Lard coming off the bench, I think, is a good fit right now. Play 20, 25 minutes a game, but play it all out. Don't try to pace yourself and try to play 30.
Yeah, what else are they going to do to try to combat the height that Iowa has? We know, certainly, you put the check mark in a column, the guard court goes to Iowa State, but Iowa's got a bunch of big guys inside. If they're trying to pound the ball inside, what would you see Coach Prohm and company doing to try to work that back the other way?
I think the more you extend your defense, trend, and pressure the ball out on the perimeter, the harder those entry passes become. And so I think if you're trying to get that low post defended, obviously your inside guys have to do a really good job and be ready to switch and double when needed to force the ball out of those big guys' hands. But I think it all starts on the perimeter with pressuring those guards and really making those entry passes more difficult and the angles more difficult. And you're right. I mean, that's going to be a real load for Iowa State defensively. And the other big challenge is going to be, once Iowa does miss a shot, can you go get the ball off the glass and so you can get out and run? And I think that that's where Iowa State's guards really come into play tonight. Iowa State's guards have to rebound really well. And Nick Weiler-Babb is their leading rebounder at the point guard position. He's averaging better than 7 a game. He has to be very active defensively and then really go crash the glass. And same with Lindell Wigginton, who's a very athletic, good leaper, and capable of being a really good rebounder, too. So I think those two guys in particular have to really get on the defensive glass. And the great news is, from an Iowa State perspective, when those guys get a rebound, now you're off and running because you've already got the ball in a point guard's hands. Now you can really push the ball down the floor. And so that's something to definitely keep an eye on tonight.
John, I'm looking at video of the students outside. The place is nuts already. I mean, they're standing out freezing like crazy, and they're just crazy already.
Yeah. Like I said, Jim, they weren't out there three nights early like they were a couple years ago, but I did arrive at the arena this morning at 8 and passed a few tents on my way in, and some kids out there looking absolutely frigid. And I'm thinking to myself, you spend an extra night out here just so you can move from seat 1-8 to seat 1-9 in the front row. I mean, you're only moving over a spot, maybe, But then again, I think what I was like in college and how much I loved college basketball, and I thought to myself, I'd have been one of those kids. I'd be right out there freezing with the rest of them. So it's fun. It's there won't be an empty seat in the arena. This is such a great rivalry. And people, the thing I really love about it is that they play this game now on Thursday night or Friday night. And why is that great? Well, because it's kind of the only game in town. It's the top probably college basketball matchup on the schedule usually on a Thursday or Friday night. And so a lot of people around the country pay attention to it that normally wouldn't. And I think they usually are entertained by a pretty good game. And so hopefully tonight's no different, and that's something that really benefits both programs.
All right, the most important question. We got to get through the muck here, John, and get into this. They're not wearing those gray uniforms again tonight, are they?
I doubt that they'll wear the grays. Okay. I know they're going to pull them out on. I think they're going to pull them out on at least one more occasion. That's a Nike thing where they want you to do it, and when Nike gives you the money they do and the equipment that you do, you say, tell us where to sign. I think Iowa State will wear them one more time for sure. Players love them, and the former players seem to really, really love them. But, I think it will either be gold or white or, as we saw a couple of years ago, cardinal. So it'll be one of those three options tonight, I think.
John, and for Iowa State to be successful, and I gave my thought on Lard, who has to have a dynamite game? Is it Jackson? Is it Wingington? Is it somebody else?
Well, great question, and I don't know that just one of those guys can have a really good game and it could be the difference. I think you have to have a couple of them play really well. But I would certainly put Donovan Jackson at the top of that list, because when he heats up, this team just really kind of takes off. And as we said earlier, you know, to his credit, he's realized he's not the point guard. He's working hard to get himself open, and he doesn't need a lot of space. He can create space with a really good jab step and backup jumper, and he gets himself to the free throw line, where he's the best free throw shooter in the Big 12 Conference right now. And so doing a lot of positive things, and he's had some very big games. And when he heats up, it can really be a big deal. And, you know, in this series through the years, we've seen individuals that just get a hot hand and you just ride it. We talked about Utah. You know, that game a couple of years ago, Peter Jock caught that hot hand just the minute Utah cooled off. Jock went nuts for a while, too. Certainly, Lofester Rhodes is the all-time example of that. But, you know, maybe another left-hander tonight. Maybe Donovan Jackson has a big scoring night and one for the memory books.
Well, last thing for me, I'll let Jim finish up with you here. Taking a look forward, I know there's a lot of excitement with the five-game winning streak, but, boy, you look at the Big 12 and just the behemoth that it is. Where do you find wins? I mean, you go through and you look at the schedule that's going to be coming up when we get to January, end of December. This conference, John, is as good as I can remember. The depth that you have there, yeah, Kansas lost last night. It's still Kansas. They're still going to be good. But so much depth in this conference, it is going to be a grind for all 10 teams.
I totally agree. I don't know that there's more than one team that can win a national championship in this conference right now. You know, maybe somebody gets hot toward the end of March and can do that. But what I see is a league with no bottom. You know, that's the thing that drives you nuts, because back in the day, when Colorado and Nebraska were in the league and were struggling a little bit, and Texas A&M was really struggling when Melvin Watkins was there, you had some games where you knew, okay, there's your chance for a sweep. Now go take care of business and get your splits in the other places, and you're fine. But good luck finding those ones that you think are an automatic sweep now. And certainly, even in recent years, when TCU entered the league, you know, they were really struggling. Not anymore. They've got the longest winning streak in college basketball. And so there's just not a bottom to the league. And that's where it's going to be so difficult, so unpredictable, and so fun. I mean, that's why I think so many people enjoy Big 12 basketball, because it is so competitive and evenly balanced that you flip on a game in the middle of January or February, and you have no idea how that thing's going to turn out. And so it makes it fun. But, yeah, you're right, Trent. And I sat there and I looked at today at the Big 12 statistics, and I looked at, you know, team stats for scoring offense and scoring defense and field goal percentage offense and field goal percentage defense. And here I am thinking, you know, Iowa State's having a pretty good year. Man, they're down to the bottom in almost every single category. I mean, it's just amazing. And average margin of victory, Iowa State's the only one in single digits. Everybody else is up 11, 14, 17 points a game, average margin of victory. And so, yeah, it's going to be a wild ride. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we'll just see if Iowa State can put themselves right in the middle of it all and earn themselves another NCAA tournament appearance.
Just kind of warm those pipes up, John. Thank you as always, pal. We always enjoy having you on the show. Enjoy it tonight. It's going to be terrific.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, John.
You got it. John Walters, longtime voice, Iowa State, the way that he views it. Trent, I don't know if you saw this or not, but Peter Jock of Iowa and George Niang of Iowa State, in a friendly wager, have put $1,000 each up, and the loser donates the money to Children's Hospital. That's pretty cool.
Well, at least the money's going to a good place. But
yes.
Yeah. Those guys are D-League players, right?
Yeah, yeah.
$1,000 is quite a bit of money when you're making $26,000 a year, right?
Hey, it is what it is. You know, they got side deals. You know, you get endorsement money.
What kind of endorsement money does Peter Jock have right now?
I don't know. I'm sure his agent did something for him.
All right.
Yeah.
You know better than me. I I've seen George DeYoung peddling for a car dealer, I guess.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah. And Niang got some upfront money when he was drafted by Indiana.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, we will see, Jimmy B. Well, we got the Cyclone perspective there from John Walter. Should we take a look at the Hawkeye side of things? I'm going to guess it's not going to be quite as cheery.
I got a feeling that Derek Peck from BC Divide, who's coming up here in just a little bit, may not have as much enthusiasm for this game tonight.
Yes, I think you are on the right track. We'll talk about that. We'll get the Hawkeye side of things with Derek. Coming up next, we'll also go out to Vegas, take a look at the Vegas numbers. We'll not just talk about the Cy-Hawk game, also a big game up in Cedar Falls as UT Arlington comes to town. They're ranked in the top 40, the RPI. Chance for you and I to continue to build that resume, bolster the resume before they get to MVC play. And then Ken Silverstein will be here. We'll talk some Big Ten football, and we'll get his thoughts on Big Ten hoops as well. All to come here as we take you up until 6 o'clock. Jimmy B and TC on 1700.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 with Jimmy B and TC, Des Moines' savviest sports duo on The Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here from 1700. You've been hearing me for a couple of months talk about New Leaf Wellness. I'm on a couple of programs helping me lose weight, and it has worked outstanding for me. The two treatment programs that I'm on right now, the GAC and the MIC, helping me with my energy levels, weight loss, increasing muscle tone. It's worked wonderfully for me. New Leaf Wellness has a lot of different programs they can help with guys out there. Low testosterone, maybe you're battling migraines, looking to lose weight, or maybe you just hit a plateau in your workout system. New Leaf Wellness can help you like they've helped me. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. New year right around the corner. It's New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
Sponsored by your locally owned Domino's. Domino's loves you so much that they're giving you 50% off the menu price on all pizzas when you order on Domino's.com. Online only and valid November 27th through December 7th. Availability and charges may vary.
To most, the holidays sound something like this. But when you have a million things to do, the holidays can sound much different. Fortunately, Staples has the latest electronic gifts, like Bluetooth headphones and speakers, to streaming devices and smart home solutions.
Google Play holiday music.
Even board games like Monopoly. Staples has great gift ideas that will bring a smile to everyone on your list. Staples, more holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
Enjoy a spicy kick of South of the Border flavor with the authentic Mexican food at El Fogón in West Des Moines. Their family-owned and operated restaurant serves authentic Mexican food like tacos, enchiladas, fajitas, and much more. All El Fogón items, including their delicious tortillas, are made fresh daily using the best ingredients and produce. You can come in for a delicious meal at lunch, dinner, or just stop in for a drink at El Fogón's spectacular bar serving top-shelf margaritas, domestic and Mexican beer, mixed drinks, wines, and other refreshing beverages. Enjoy a dining experience that gives you the true flavors of Mexican cuisine and culture. El Fogón, just south of I-235 and 8th Street exit, where a new tortilla is born every day. El Fogón is this week's sweet deal. Get $50 worth of El Fogón gift certificates for only $25. There's a limited number, and they're sure to go fast, so get yours Friday morning at 9 at 1700kbgg.com. El Fogón, just south of I-235 and 8th Street exit, where a new tortilla is born every day.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, the best brands make the best gifts. So take everything you love about Christmas and wrap it in red. Right now, you can save $50 with new lower prices on all Weber Spirit grills. Plus, enjoy free assembly and delivery on any grill $3.99 and up. Just like Santa, our elves build it and a guy in red delivers it. Get the perfect gifts at the perfect price. Now at your neighborhood Ace. Free local assembly and delivery must be scheduled with participating Ace store for Ace Rewards members only through 12/24. Store stock only. See store for details.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly. Satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Start spreading the news.
Variety's Black Tie Gala, New York, New York, is set for January 19th. Black Tie is a gala evening emceed by Des Moines native David Anthony Higgins, known for his role in hit television show Mike and Molly. The evening features cocktails, dinner, and dancing. Variety, the children's charity, works to improve the lives of underprivileged, at-risk, and special needs children by gifting bikes, building inclusive playgrounds, providing support to critically ill children, and more. Join us January 19th at Black Tie to ensure all children are able to reach their full potential. Get your tickets for Variety's Black Tie at VarietyIowa.com/BlackTie.